2. After Odile was taken to the hospital by ambulance, the festive atmosphere in the open book deflated like a punctured balloon. Mabel rang up the customers' purchases of Yukon paint with a serious face, and, one by one, the women donned their coats and trickled out the door. Charlotte said goodbye to Penelope and Mabel and went out to the car that was waiting for her at the curb. She waved as she was whisked away. Mabel let out a sigh that fluttered the curls that had fallen onto her forehead.
"That was something," she said to Penelope,
running a hand through her hair.
"We've never had an author collapse before, although there was that one time when an elderly gentleman who had written a book on World War II history became quite weak and shaky, but a couple of figgy shortbread cookies and a cup of tea with plenty of sugar in it soon set him right again."
Mabel went to the door, flipped the sign to closed, and turned the lock. "Anyone for some tea?" Figgy called from the tea room. "I'll put the kettle on."
"That's not a bad idea," Mabel said.
She reached under the counter and pulled out a bottle of Jameson.
"And I'd say a shot of this would not be amiss."
They gathered around a table in the tea shop as Figgy poured out cups of tea. There were still a few slices of Madeira cake left on the tea cart, along with an array of cookies. Penelope grabbed a finger of shortbread and began to nibble on it. She still felt a bit shaken by Odile's collapsing. "I do hope Odile will be okay," she said, brushing some crumbs off her sweater. Mabel broke off a piece of her cookie and crumbled it between her fingers.
"I hope so, too. The event was such a success. It's a shame that she took ill like that."
"I'm sure Odile will be fine," Figgy said, reaching for the bottle of Jameson and adding a drop to her cup of tea.
"Perhaps she was coming down with something. A virus, maybe, and it made her dizzy. I know the last time I had the flu, it left me feeling dreadfully wobbly." "We did sell a lot of Odile's books," Mabel said brightly. "I'm sure she will be pleased about that."
She nibbled absent-mindedly on her piece of shortbread.
"I do wish we could find out how she is. I doubt the hospital will tell us anything."
"I can call the school tomorrow and see if they know anything," Penn said, reaching for a slice of cake.
"Good idea."
Mabel got to her feet.
"I guess it's time we close up. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted."
She stretched her arms over her head.
"Well done, Penelope. In spite of everything, I believe the evening was a success."
Penn bit her lower lip. "I'd feel more like celebrating if we knew Odile was okay."
"I agree," Mabel said with a sigh.
Figgy began to clear up the tea things. Penelope grabbed another slice of cake before Figgy wheeled the tea cart away. Mabel already had her jacket on and was tucking a scarf into the open neck.
"Coming,"
she said to Penn, her hand on the bookstore light switch.
"Are you ready to go?"
she shouted to Figgy, who was flipping off the lights in the tea shop.
"All set."
Figgy grabbed her jacket off the back of one of the chairs and slid into it. Mabel's keys jingled as she pulled them from her pocket. She had her hand on the doorknob when the telephone rang. The three of them froze and looked at one another.
"A customer checking in to see if we're still open?" Penn said.
"Well, someone forgot their gloves or left a bag behind," Figgy said. "You wouldn't believe the things I find in the tea shop at night when I clean up. Pens, notebooks, cell phones, dummies."
"Dummies?" Penn raised her eyebrows.
"I think you call them pacifiers in the States,"
Figgy said. Mabel shook her head.
"I don't know. I have a bad feeling. I'd better get it."
She went around the counter and picked up the telephone receiver.
"Hello? The open book? May I help you?"
she said, somewhat breathlessly. Mabel listened, her head cocked to the side, her face blank. Penelope studied her expression, trying to discern if the call was something ordinary or if it was indeed bad news. She had a sinking feeling in the pit of her stomach that it was the latter. Mabel hung up the telephone and stood for a moment with her hand on the receiver, her face blanched white.
"What is it?"
Figgy said after Mabel was silent for several seconds. Mabel shook her head.
"That was Quentin Barnes, the man Odile introduced as her significant other. He just heard from the hospital. According to him, Odile has died, I'm afraid."
Both Penelope and Figgy gasped.
"How awful!"
Penn put a hand to her chest.